All right, Alexander, let's talk about an article that came out on the Telegraph and the UK Telegraph. And the article references the Queen of Europe, Angela Merkel. And it's one of those instances where you see the establishment elite going after the establishment elite, I guess. I mean, you know, the Telegraph, I guess, would be considered an elite publication, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. But what's their beef that they have with Angela Merkel?
Yes. So this is written by Ambrose Evans-Pritchard, who's one of the two major economic commentators on the Telegraph. And I have to say, he is actually he's a very clever man. He was actually fairly sympathetic at one point to the anti-EU policies of the Syriza government. Until he realized that the Syriza government wasn't anti-EU at all. So he became very cynical about it. And he is actually somebody who writes well and intelligently about Europe in relation to EU matters and economic matters especially. And what he has done is that he has trashed Angela Merkel's legacy. He's said that, you know, this talk about Merkel being this great leader, which you still get in so many places, is completely not true. And then he discusses the realities of what Merkel has achieved, or rather failed to achieve. And interestingly enough, there is an awful lot of the same language in this article about Merkel that we routinely use in when we discuss Merkel and the Durand. So he uses words like immobilism and compares her to Brezhnev, which, of course, we've done many times, but he does it in this article. And I'm going to just quote a few things that he says. He says, Merkel has presided over an era of economic outperformance for Germany within Europe, but it is not an economic miracle by global standards. Germany has had one of the slowest growing economies in the OECD over the last quarter century, slower even than Japan. Productivity growth has averaged 1.2% annually since 1995, compared to 1.7% in the US or 3.9% in Korea. Angeline Germany has echoes of the Brezhnev era. The immobilism is remarkable. The country was for a while able to ride the China wave as a supplier of capital goods for Asia. But China's catch-up phase has since turned into import substitution at home and mid-technology conquest abroad, more or less destroying the German solar industry in the process. Germany has not made the digital switch in time, and this is becoming existential. Tesla is worth three times as much as Volkswagen, Daimler, and BMW combined. Apple dwarfs the entire market capitalization of the DAX index. Deutschland Inc. is not worth much anymore. Merkel has presided over this structural decay. So there you are. That's an important economic commentator in Britain making precisely the same point that we've been making for a very long time. And in fact, he quotes various articles and books. There is a book, he quotes a book by a man called Marcel Fraser, which is called Die Deutschland Illusion, the German illusion. He quotes a book by somebody called Olaf Gerstenmann, The Germany Bubble, the last hurrah of a great economic nation. The problem is, and I've actually done a program about this on my own channel, the person who's due to take over from Merkel, Armin Laschet, is not only continuity Merkel, in other words, somebody who is going to continue Merkelism without Merkel, but unlike Merkel, he seems to actually believe in Merkelism. I mean, Merkel is a cynical, manipulative figure. She doesn't really believe very much in any particular set of ideas or principles. She just does that which keeps her chancellor. And, you know, that's worked for her very well. But Armin Laschet seems to actually believe that centrism is somehow a good thing for Germany and for Europe, which, of course, on the facts, it isn't.
Yeah, well, centrism, but globalism and neoliberalism.
Neoliberalism, the whole package. Merkel uses it. She's very manipulative to keep herself in power. Laschet believes in it. He actually supports it. He wants to see more immigration into Germany from all over the world. That's his view. He also apparently supports the idea of Eurobonds, which Merkel always had the understanding should be opposed. So we have this a move from Merkel, the creator of Merkelism, to Laschet, who is a true believer in Merkelism. Really rather worrying, I would say very disturbing development.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all going to lead to, because, you can't serve two masters. That's just the bottom line. So either you're going to serve the good of your country and its people, or you're going to serve the good of an institution like the European Union or the globalist agenda. You can't have both. Can you have a country that is open to global trade and partnerships and cooperations? Absolutely. But either you're looking after the best interest of your country, or you're looking after the best interest of this new global ideology, this new global religion, world order, this new global world order. And it seems that Merkel is part of the global world order. And for that, Germany has suffered and will continue to suffer. I mean, it's been hollowed out. It's not what it used to be.
Exactly so. And this is the problem, because one wonders exactly where this is all going to end. And I mean, end one day it will. I mean, I want to make that very, very clear. You can't have a situation of economic and structural decay. And that's, by the way, the word that that's the word, the language that Ambrose Evans Pritchard uses. But you can't have this indefinitely. He ends his article by saying Merkel will leave a set of unstable equilibria, a polite way of saying a trail of wreckage. And if Laschet is the continuity candidate, Europe needs help. Well, that's all very true. But how does it all end? Does it all end in a collapse? Does it all end in a crisis? Will some political leader come forward and change things? How will that happen? And that's, I think, the thing that we're all very, we ought to be really worried about. Because the one thing that Ambrose Evans Pritchard doesn't explain is how he envisages that this system that's been created is going to end eventually.
Well, it's going to end either in a full-out globalist world order, or it's going to end in an EU collapse. It's there is no other way this could go.
Yes.
And what we're seeing from Merkel is what every country in Europe is suffering, just a hollowing out of everything that makes a country a country.
Well, indeed, exactly so, because I think it's important to stress that globalization is something that only people in the West follow, believe in, and preach. If we're looking at the Chinese, for example, they talk the talk of globalization, but in fact, they use it very cynically to do the opposite, to advance Chinese interests. And they're not the only people who behave like that. More and more countries, in fact, nearly all countries outside Europe and North America are doing the same thing. This is a system that is ultimately going to undermine the West and make other nations much stronger, and will hasten, in the end, the decline and fall of the West. It's a very strange paradox that these people who are so obsessed with it and who are so sold on it don't seem to understand it. But in the meantime, as I said, I do wonder how it's all going to end. Is that end going to be turbulent, chaotic, or is it going to be structured and orderly in some ways. I have to say, there's very little that I see at the moment that suggests to me that when the European Union collapses in its present form, which at some point it surely will, it will be orderly or structured, because everything is being done to make that impossible. So we're going to have a chaotic crash at some point, and very uncomfortable it's going to be.
Yeah. If you look at all the actions they've taken, it's the exact opposite of orderly. And it's going to be very difficult for them to let go of power. So they'll hold on to that power until the very bitter end.
Well, this is exactly so. I mean, I have to say, and again, you know, I hate making this comparison all the time, but it does remind me an awful lot of the Soviet Union towards its end, where every suggestion or proposal for change was always resisted by the system, and everybody who came along proposing change was shifted aside, and the thing just perpetuated itself until eventually it did just implode. And it seems to me that we're looking at something rather similar now.
Yeah, the parallels are frightening. All right. All right, Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Guys, look for us on BitChute, on Rumble, and on Odyssey. Follow us on those awesome platforms. Go to the Durant Shop, pick up some great hoodies and some great magic mugs like what we're wearing today and what we're drinking out of today. And of course, PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, and Bitcoin. You'll find those links down below. Look for Alexander's channel. That link is down below. And underneath that link, you'll see a link for my channel. Also down below, you'll find all the links to everything Durant Shop, Bitcoin, Patreon, our channels. It's all there in the description box.
Mm. Absolutely. And please do come to our shop, buy the great things there. You support us by doing so, but you will find that you own the most amazing things when you do. I mean, our wonderful hoodies. You can see that Alex and I are wearing the same hoodie. This is just by chance, but we've got different flags. Mine is the flag of England, the largest kingdom within the United Kingdom of Great Britain. This is the flag of England. This is the flag of the UK. But you support us by coming to our shop. You will own the great things there. And please also come to our next program.
All right, Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.